Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's the end of the week here on Political Coffee, and you know what that means. It is Freedom Friday. This is your opportunity to call and talk about whatever you want to talk about politically today. And you know how easy that is? It's just incredibly easy. You just pick up the phone and you call 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. Again, thanks to them for sponsoring that for many, many years. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. By the way, anyway, we are there. I'm just seeing stuff that's coming across the wire, folks. Anyway, you know, we have this big brouhaha over the governor's wife. It's actually a wife, you know, because gay people can get married now. So Tobias Reed now, who is the state treasurer, is running for Secretary of State. Tobias Reed says his wife would play no role in policy making. Now, why do I bring that up? Because after Kitzhaber's first girlfriend, no, she was not the first lady, folks. They were never married. And now you have this controversy of the governor's gay wife, who's mentally ill, suffers, folks, not has recovered from, but suffers to this day of mental illness, undisclosed as to what that is. The governor's gay, mentally ill wife, who is a recovering substance abuser. That woman has been sitting in on staff meetings already and helping make decisions. Folks, they know this is not good. And for Tobias Reed to come out and slap the governor in the face, which is exactly what he's just done, folks. Because Willamette, we asked him to comment on the controversial, this is the subheadline in the Willamette Week story. Controversial role of First Lady Amy Kotek Wilson in crafting policy in the governor's office. The first sentence says it all. It's a good story by Aaron Mesh, who's a lefty, but, you know, a broken clock is right twice a day. Anyway, drawing a bright line between himself and Oregon Governor Tina Kotek, State Treasurer Tobias Reed tells Willamette Week that his wife would not hold any policy-making role in his office.
Oopsies.
Now, yes, Willamette Week asked the question on purpose, right? It's the role of the woke leftist press, and Willamette Week is. Let's just be honest. They have some good reporters who, again, are blind squirrels that occasionally find a nut. Broken clock, that's right, twice a day. They have asked the question that will absolutely add to the list of things that Republicans, conservatives could use. By the way, not all Republicans are conservatives. There is a good story, by the way, in the Salem Reporter. Where is that? There's here somewhere. Thank you to a state employee who should never be named. It is the new Republican leader, and I have a relationship with Dan Bonham, and I'll try to get him on the show here soon. In fact, I'll try to get him to show up at a political coffee clatch one of these days soon. The headline in the Salem Reporter is about Dan Bonham ascending to being the Senate Republican leader. Constitution, here's the headline. Constitution, Constituents Caucus guide Dan Bonham. The four C's. This is a Julia Shumway article. He said, first, the Constitution. Does a bill align with the state and federal constitutions? Next is his conscience. You have to sleep at night, and I have to live with myself, and I have to live with my vote. And those are my first two cornerstones. And then number three, it's my constituents that sent me there to elect me to do a job. And finally, it's the caucus. Constitution, your conscience, your constituents, and the caucus. What do you think of those? Is that the right direction? Some other things going on out there. By the way, again, the numbers are 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. It is Freedom Friday. You can call today and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Yes, it's Friday. And you can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about, or you can just send me an email and I'll do my best to read it. Some other things that are out there that deserve mention. Some Gateway Pundit stories, some headlines that I think are worthy of you, well, paying attention to. RFK, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is running for U.S. president as an independent. Just dropped another truth bomb. He said, there's no court, I'm quoting now, that's found President Trump tried to steal the election, tried to derail the election, or tried to start an insurrection, unquote. Now, the headline next to it is that Jack Smith, who's the leftist federal prosecutor, special counsel, going after Trump in the docs, the classified documents case, he's suggesting that he's going to ignore the U.S. Supreme Court if it reverses the obstruction statute. So what do you do when you have a president or a rogue prosecutor who's going to ignore a Supreme Court ruling? What recourse does the Supreme Court have? Can they order Jack Smith to not ignore them? Can they literally tell that, tell anyone, any federal agency, and it would have to be a federal agency, it would have to be federal marshals, can the U.S. Supreme Court tell them not to enforce any conviction? If Jack Smith ignores the Supreme Court ruling in the obstruction statute. Now, this is more than Trump, folks. It's a whole bunch of people. It's something like 300 cases from January 6th have this as a component of it. Maybe not the only thing, but a component of it. So I want to know from you. Again, it's Freedom Friday. You can call and talk today about anything you want to talk about. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Folks, what do you do? Let's say the Oregon Secretary of State and Governor Tina Kotek lose in federal court to the lawsuit that I and others have put in place, have filed in federal court against their Ministry of Truth, which is unconstitutional suppression of our free speech. What happens if they lose that all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court and they just give everybody the middle finger and say, we're going to do it anyway. We're still going to use this third party artificial intelligence system to report political free speech that we don't like to the FBI, to the Oregon State Police. And the Oregon State Police are going to go ahead and investigate it anyway. And the FBI is going to go ahead and investigate it anyway. What do we do? What's our recourse? What are the courts' recourse if agencies go rogue like that? Now, courts can impose all kinds of things. But who's going to carry them out? So, if a federal court and the U.S. Supreme Court tells Oregon, you can't suppress people's free speech, and Oregon does it anyway, who enforces the Supreme Court ruling? There's another Gateway Pundit story. Top economists, including Barack Obama's Treasury Secretary, which is Larry Summers, discover the real inflation number under Biden reached, wait for it, 18% and is still hovering at a 40-year high. Now, next to it is a story about time for a reset on the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, and Section 702. Now, there's a companion story about this in the Federalist today. FISA reform failed so far because Mike Johnson, who apparently, I guess the deep state have something on him. Cheryl Atkinson, by the way, there's a video of her, the famed CBS reporter, is now on her own, says it's intelligence agencies that run the House and Senate committees, not the committees running them or exerting oversight over them. It's the intelligence agencies. Now, how would they be able to do that? Well, they compromise. They get something on those congressmen and senators. They blackmail them. The Federalist says FISA reform failed because the whole point of Section 702 is to spy on Americans. It's a piece by John Daniel Davidson. He starts off, his first sentence of his article is, the whole point of Section 702 is to spy on Americans. Why would the intelligence community want to reform it? Well, they don't, and they won't. And they will exert every bit of influence they possibly can, every bit of blackmail on those Republican and Democrat members of Congress. Now, why would Mike Johnson, knowing that he's got a revolt going on within his party, within his own Republican caucus, why would he push this? Do they have something on him? He's an honorable man, or at least we think he is. Is he hiding something? Do they know something? Or have they made up something that is fake that they're threatening to put out there to damage him? You suppose they do that too? What do you think? It's Freedom Friday. 503-589-1220. Back in a moment at 620. Stop the
car. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Hey, we are back. It is great to be with you on Friday, Freedom Friday, here on Political Coffee. It means you can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about politically. It doesn't have to be anything I'm talking about today. What's on your mind? Or your heart about politics? You know, they are different, right? Heart and mind. You know who recognized that early on? God did. Did you know this is a rabbit trail, but I just want to throw this out to you since it's Freedom Friday. And it is political. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what's in your heart, what's going to come out? Did you know that the Bible refers to the heart over 870 times? You know how many times it refers to the mind? 94 times or 92 times. Now think about that. What's more important, the heart or the mind? Just asking. When it comes to politics, way too many people are voting with their hearts rather than their minds. Now, your political vote is just that. Where does it come from? Your analysis of the situation? For instance, Breitbart's got a story. Here's an actual Associated Press headline. A healthy U.S. economy's secret ingredient. Workers, immigrant workers, eager to fill jobs. You know what we got yesterday? For the third month in a row, inflation is much higher than anybody expected. No, if you listen to Bannon and War Room and have his economists, and I want to go back to this Gateway Pundit story. Top economists, including Barack Obama's Treasury Secretary, that's Larry Summers, discovered that the real inflation number under Biden reached, guess what, 18%. And it's still hovering at a 40-year high. Now, anybody with a brain sort of knows why. Because they go to the grocery store and they see that baseline inflation has not gone down. It's called deflation, folks. Hadn't happened. Now, is that more important to people than it is, say, government spying on you? What do you think? I'm just curious. Which of these are going to influence the heart, not just the mind, swing voters? That are going to make decisions, life-changing decisions for our constitutional republic. We stand literally on the edge of the precipice. We're either going to step back from falling into the abyss of tyranny and communist thinking, which is right out of the pit of hell. We're either going to do that or we're going to descend into the pit of hell. Which do you think you could use in a persuasive conversation with somebody in your world that would move them emotionally? Talking about how high the inflation is and why it hasn't gone away, how it's affecting their monthly budget, or government spying on you to take away your freedom. Which do you think is going to move voters more? I'm just curious. 503-589-1220. By the way, speaking of moving people, did you see that the Salem-Keizer School District reached a historically high settlement with the union to give them more money? Ain't that great? And at the same time, they announced they're going to cut $70 million and lay off 400 personnel, 100 of which are unfilled positions. What do you think, folks? I do know one thing, elections matter. And if you want to ensure free and fair elections, you should support MyPillow. Buy these great products like I've been doing from MyPillow.com. Use our promo code PC23, PC23. Get these great deals. And there are $25 deals like you. Boy, I took advantage of them and you should too. PC23 is the discount code. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning. Happy Freedom Friday to you.
Good morning, Jeff. Happy Freedom Friday. Well, I'm going to do what the Ten Commandments, which is the ultimate law given to all of us to base my decisions and all of those things on. You go by that, you can't go wrong. Are you going to be perfect?
You're talking about more than just political decisions. You're talking about life decisions.
Well, political, life, the whole nine yards, Jeff, because it's all intertwined. I mean, it's impossible to separate it, in my opinion. Okay? And that's what we're supposed to base our lives on. The problem is that a lot of people don't think that way, and therefore you're always going to be on the lower side of opinion. But that doesn't matter, Jeff, because right is wrong, right, wrong is wrong, good is good, evil is evil, and that's definitely the facts. And truthfully speaking, okay, if we follow that guidance, God will take care of us. And, I mean, that's his promise. And since God doesn't lie, we have to base our lives on that completely. If we do, then we're going to be successful.
Well said, friend. Great way to end the week. I appreciate it, Art. Appreciate your respect.
God bless, Jeff. Everybody have a great weekend.
Yes, indeed. Freedom Friday is 6:30. We'll be back in a moment. What do you want to talk about today? Anything's on the table. Just call 503-589-1220 or shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am, jeff@kslm.news. I got several of them to read back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 23 minutes for the top. Now, great to have you with us today, friends. It is Freedom Friday here on Political Coffee. And this is your opportunity to call and talk about whatever you think is important today. Message you want to get out there. What would that be? It's really easy. Just give me a call. 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. Now, a couple of interesting headlines for you. This insanity over transgenderism has got to stop. A Planet Fitness member, this is on the Liberty Day, Planet Fitness member arrested after going into the ladies' locker room completely naked and claiming he identified as a woman. Now, I want to juxtapose this story with a story we talked about yesterday and a new story today. Trump. Democrats, folks, are hanging their hat, especially Biden, are hanging their hat now on a new campaign theme, respecting LGBTQ plus SIA, whatever. They think that the sympathy for the transgender vote is going to win them the election. Now, guess who transgenderism and the insanity of it offends? Most rational, thoughtful people. But there are groups that it really offends, like black men, Hispanic men. And even white people who have a sense of common decency just know it's wrong. They get offended by it. So there's a story today. Yesterday we talked about how the Democrats are going down the LGBTQ pathway because they think it'll win the election, and abortion. It's all they're going to talk about, folks, and race. Those three things are all they're going to talk about. You wait. But there's a story today that Trump has nearly doubled his support amongst black men and women since 2020. This is a new Wall Street Journal poll. Now, buried in this poll is the nugget and why you matter. And I'm going to tease you with that in just a moment. I'll tell you why you matter. And then I want to answer Anne-Marie's question. But what happens when some government agency ignores a court ruling? Or a politician just ignores it? What happens? I'll tell you what I think happens. You may not like the answer. But what you will like is getting a second opinion from Freedom Heating and Air. If another heating and air company, HVAC company, has come to you and said, you know what? Your home or your business just needs a complete replacement of your system. Do you really? Have you got that second opinion like you would from a doctor? You know, if you were given a really bad diagnosis on something, maybe you ought to go to another doctor and say, okay, so what do you think about this? You know, having two opinions is not a bad idea. Freedom Heating and Air is offering that right now for free. You give them a call at 503-580-1456, 503, actually, you don't have to do the ones. 503-580-1456. 580-1456. They'll come out and give you a free second opinion. Maybe you just need an upgrade. That's a lot lesser expensive. Maybe you need a tune-up. Just a number of things. Get that free second opinion. Again, Freedom Heating and Air, 580-1456 is their phone number. Check out their website, freedomheatingandair.net, freedomheatingandair.net. Here is the nugget and why you matter. In this Wall Street Journal poll, 42% of black women voters now remain up for grabs in the 2024 presidential election. That's huge. Now, if you add in the culture war, the transgenderism, Latino voters typically are much more, and Freddie, hang on, I'll get to you in a second, folks. It's Freedom Friday, 503-589-1220. That's the number to call. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am, Jeff at KSLM.news. Folks, Latino voters, black voters, many of them are highly religious. Not the woke leftist who proclaim a religious affiliation, but don't live it in any sense of the word. But these minority groups are highly invested in the same values and principles that we Christians are. And these people are up for grabs, folks. And this is where you, when you talk about these issues, did you see the story? You could start a conversation. Did you see the story today of the Planet Fitness guy who walked naked into the women's dressing room, got arrested for it because he was claiming he was transgender? Do you want that to happen if you're at Planet Fitness or any other place? Do you want that? You want your daughter in high school to have boys walk into their locker room claiming they're transgender? Black Americans don't like it, folks. Neither do Latinos. Neither do Asians. And any white Caucasian person with half a brain knows this is not what is right. This is a huge opportunity. This is why you matter. Because these are the conversations you can have. Now, what's more important? FISA reform, government not spying on you, or inflation, or this issue of transgenderism, or abortion? Which do you think is more important to the people who are going to decide the fate of our constitutional republic with this election? Because it is, folks. We stand at the precipice. Let's go talk to Freddie. Freddie, good morning. Your thoughts on Freedom Friday.
Well, Jeff, all of that goes away if we vote all these people out and put the right people in there. Then you don't have to worry about any single issue. You talk about the Supreme Court, and if somebody in government ignores the order of the Supreme Court. Right. Well, I held a fundraiser for Julie Poy on Tuesday, and the question came up about the city taxes. And she said when she was on the city council, they talked about, you know, raising that city tax, and they said the question, well, why don't we put it to the vote? And they said, if we put it to the vote of the people, it'll never pass, so we're just going to go ahead and pass it. What's the issue with these people that are in elected offices think that they're dictators now? They can just, we're a bunch of subjects. Don't they understand this stuff? So I think it's what we need to do is just have a clear sweep, get rid of them, and start over to this thing. And by the way, I've been talking to a lady for a couple years. She's been a Democrat for 35 years. Well, she just showed me her new registration as a Republican in Marion County. So
good,
there you go.
For you, Freddie. See, you obviously, I mean, you're a smart guy. You get this stuff. You talk about things at a realm with other people like her that makes a difference. You planted seeds a long time ago, and now you're reaping the harvest of that. Good for you.
Yes, sir. I'm a farmer, too, you know.
I know you are. Freddie, thank you. I appreciate it, brother, always. Here's a story. CNN's Stephanie Elam praised O.J. Simpson. You know, O.J. went to the wherever he's going. In fact, one of our regular listeners mused to me when the news broke, which was right as the show was ending, that O.J. had died, that, you know, he gets to stand before his maker, and there will be no acquittal there. Well, Stephanie Elam praises O.J. Simpson. Quote, so many people were happy to see Simpson get away with murder because he was rich, famous, and black. Can you believe that? Unreal, folks. Let's talk to Tim. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. In the Judicial Watch verdict, there's a story about Ashley Babbitt, member of the Air Force veteran that was shot and killed at the Capitol.
Yes.
And the gist of it, I'll go real quick. Lieutenant Byrd was the one who shot her. He didn't give her any warnings or commands. The medical examiner determined that it was the manner was a death, was a homicide. Previously, his police powers were revoked for a prior off-duty shooting based on the fact they found that use of force was not justified and he wasn't prosecuted.
Do you think if Trump comes in and cleans house in the DOJ that he would be prosecuted?
Yes. I was thinking in terms, too, of Black Lives Matter. He was white, veteran, and he's not.
That's right. Thanks, Tim. 6:48, back in a moment. Don't go away.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
10 minutes till the top of the hour, 503-589-1220. That is the number to call, 503-589-1220. Emails today to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. It's Freedom Friday. You can call or email on any political topic you want to. By the way, FBI Director Chris Wray, just in the nick of time, goes in front of Congress and warns of a coordinated attack on the United States. Weeks after the Moscow Islamist attack on that concert hall, right, that we apparently warned them about, and 3 years of Joe Biden's open borders. Now, why would he be putting the full court pressure on? Well, that's so that Mike Johnson will bring up FISA renewal, not reform, with no reform to it on Section 702, which is what allows them to spy on us unconstitutionally, illegally. PacWest Lobby, folks, is a great lobby group that are active in Oregon at every level, and they're good at what they do. They've been around a long time. They lobbied me when I served in the House of Representatives, and they can help you at the city level, the county level. PacWest Lobby, check them out. Maybe you could use their help. Maybe your business association could use their help. Maybe you're having an issue with government that they have relationships with policymakers, sometimes even bureaucrats, and they can make a difference. Why don't you check them out? PWLobby.com. That's their website, PWLobby.com. Linda writes, and I'll get to Gary in a moment here. Remember what Schumer said about reaping the whirlwind, and there are X amount of ways that they, the deep state, can get even? In my opinion, that was code to proceed the whirlwind. Something's just not right with Mike Johnson. There's something about him. First of all, where did he come from overnight after McCarthy was gone? Something really suspicious about that. You're right. He's a backbencher. Can bring everybody together. Has a Christian worldview. Now, we have a pastor from Shreveport, Louisiana, that comes to our church here in Harrisburg and ministers from time to time. And my pastor was just back there this week ministering at his church. Mike Johnson comes to his church occasionally. He's a good man. Why is he making decisions that are anti-liberty? Do they have something on him? Have they planted something? That's a complete and total lie, and he doesn't know how to deal with it. Not that they would ever do that, folks. Dale writes, would the clause in the Oregon Constitution pertain to highway tolling in Portland, making a law for assessment and collection for taxes, the state, the county, township, or road purposes, where the legislature shall not pass a law for tolling? No, actually, the Constitution allows them to do that depending on how they're going to spend the money. Well, that's my understanding of Oregon's Constitution, which says all your gas tax revenue has to go towards roads. Rich writes, if the GOP wants to win and it has to figure out how to rein in the rhinos, how can we rein in politicians like Canope, Mannix, Brock Smith? It is trying and egregious the way rhinos always give away our constitutional rights and help raise our taxes. I'll even go one further than that. How about raise our fees, which are like taxes? A lot of Republicans who are conservatives vote for those fee increases. I know, as I did too when I served in the House. Gary and our second caller, hang on, I'm gonna get you one last email. SCOTUS, this is from Julie, is being ignored again. Biden's plan to remove debt from students who signed papers promising to pay back the monies they took out. Loan papers are explicit, describing the terms of interest, repayment, and penalties. If a person is smart enough to enter college, he or she should be smart enough to read the entirety of the contract. Most lenders recoil when you are setting their reading it word by word before you sign. This is teaching irresponsibility, which extends into aspects of society. Case in point, Silver Falls School District has a $4 million shortfall. Due to this is a bond issue has been suspended. That's a good thing. The financial officer suddenly resigned and the superintendent resigned. He did such a fine job that the board gave him a golden parachute. The board did not do its job. They approved a budget apparently without reading it. This, like student loan forgiveness, is malfeasance and showing a lack of responsibility. Amen. Let's go to Gary. Gary, go Beavs.
Hey, Jeff, go Ducks. That mill I told you about, C&D Lumber, that is closing down in Riddle, I called them yesterday and talked to one of my friends down there. A couple interesting things that he brought up. First off, that mill is 130 years old and just recently got modernized. Very nice little mill down there. But it's been a perfect storm between the state shutting down the forests and this horrible economy. They were looking at paying $900 per thousand for the logs, and the market is to sell the product that they make, the lumber, at 500. So you can't buy at 900 and sell at 500 for very long. But the interesting thing he told me is we're just the first. There are a bunch of them around here that we've talked to that are going to be doing the same thing. If any politician is not talking about the destruction that the Sierra Club has done to the state of Oregon, they're just completely blind to what's going on. This is the biggest story in this state, that this Forest Service was taken over by the Sierra Club, and his goal is to put the lumber industry out of the state of Oregon. What that's going to do to the tax base, these counties are going to lose 60% of their tax revenue from the forests, and that's going to be passed on to the few people that are left doing jobs, Gary, which means your taxes are going to skyrocket, your real estate taxes.
I got to cut you off because we got to move to our other caller, but unfortunately, what you just said doesn't matter at all to the urban voters who care about abortion. They don't care about the rural people. Let's go to another caller. Caller, good morning. You got a minute. Go.
Hi, this is Anna Munson. I just want to let you know that Danielle Bethel, Marion County Commissioner, has endorsed me as county clerk for Marion County. Follow me on Facebook and pass on and repost my post on Anna for Clerk on Facebook.
Well done. And you have a walking event tomorrow, correct?
Correct, at Kaiser Rapids Park. We will meet at 9. Coffee and donut holes will be provided, as well as instructions.
Thank you, Anna. Always good to hear your voice. Terry and Loopy writes an email, the Supreme Court either has no cojones or clout. Something is really wrong when O'Biden pays off college loans when they ruled he could not do that. A great email from a state employee who shall not be named about transgenderism and that people are not making certain connections. And Lee, identity is toss truth to the curb. Good for Planet Hollywood. Yep, you're right. Folks, thank you so much. I'm deeply honored, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, that you listen to this radio show, either live or on the podcast. Thank you so much. Be blessed. Keep fighting. Pray for this day. Start the car.